Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And behold, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all of the earth. May we pray. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning that we are able to come and we're able to worship in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we have a Savior named Jesus. We thank you for sending him as your only begotten Son that we might have hope and glory today. We ask you this morning to forgive us of our shortcomings and our sins, to give us the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We ask this morning, Lord, that thy word might go out with great power, reach out and touch our hearts and our lives and make us more what we need to be for you as we live in this present world. Now, Father, we pray for the many today that are lost and without Christ, that they might hear the wonderful message of the gospel and be turned unto the Lord this morning. Now, for all that you do, may we give Jesus Christ the honor, the glory. For it's in his name we pray, amen and amen. From the time of the sacrifice of Isaac, upon the altar on Mount Moriah in the book of Genesis chapter 22 and to the Passover in Exodus chapter number 12 and Isaiah proclaiming he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, to John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. To the very end of the book of the Revelation this morning, the sacrifice for sin has been the Lamb of God. You see, this morning, Revelation is a great and a wonderful book. Sometimes we think that it's not able to understand it. Sometimes we think that it's got a lot of difficult passages, and certainly today it has. But this morning, it's a wonderful book, and sometimes we really forget what it's all about. It's not just about prophecy. It's not just about the end times. But the Bible this morning and the book of Revelation today is the revelation of Jesus Christ. It is this morning of the revelation of our Savior. It is this morning the revelation of Jesus so we can see who He is and what He is doing in glory today. You look at chapters 1 through 3 and it actually deals with the church. He lists and names the seven churches of Asia Minor, and there is a message there for every local church. There are seven distinct church ages through which the world is to pass through in those seven churches. We're living in the Laodicean age, the age this morning of lukewarmness, a time when we think that we are rich but and have need of nothing. This morning the Lord says that that's not the case. And we look around today and we see a church that's full of people and think they need nothing. But today, ladies and gentlemen, may I say, as we live in this Laodicean age, God hates our lukewarmness. And this morning we need to realize that in the seven churches of Asia Minor, God sends a message to the churches of our day as He did in the days before. Chapter number 4 is the worship of God around the throne. This is all worship of Him today who sits upon the throne. If you look at verse number 4 of chapter number 4, you'll see that the Bible there declares, and around the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And then you look at verse number 11. And thou hear the four, or look at verse 10, and the 24 elders fall down before him that sit on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their throne crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. And you see this morning, it's all about the worship of the Father. It's about the worship of God today. It's about the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. Chapters 5 through 22, it really turns out to be about the Lamb of God. In these particular chapters this morning, there are 27 times that the Bible refers to the Lamb. In chapter 5 and verse number 6, as we read this morning, it says, As a lamb, though it had been slain. Chapter 5 and verse number 8 says, The elders fell down before the Lamb. 5:12, Worthy is the Lamb. 5:13, Blessing and honor and glory and power to the Lamb forever and ever. 6:1, The Lamb opened one of the seals. 6:16, The wrath of the Lamb. 7 verse 9, all nations, tribes, and people standing before the Lamb. 7:10, salvation belongs to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb. 7:14, these are those that came out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. 7:17, the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them. 12 verse 11, they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. 13:8, the book of life of the Lamb. 14:1, I looked and behold a Lamb standing on Mount Zion. These are those that follow the Lamb wherever he goes in 14:4. Being the first fruits of the God and to the Lamb. 14:10 says, in the presence of the Lamb. 15 verse 3, the song of the Lamb. Chapter 17 and verse 14, these will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. 19:7, the marriage of the Lamb has come. 19 and verse 9, the marriage supper of the Lamb. 21 and verse 9, come and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. 21 and verse number 14, the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Chapter 21 and verse number 22, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. 21 and verse 23, the Lamb is its light. 21 and verse 27, only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. 22 and verse number 1, the throne of God and of the Lamb. And 22 and verse 21, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. Chapters 5 through 22 this morning reveal for us the Lamb of God. They show us the glory of the Lamb this morning. When we look into heaven, as John allows us to do in the book of the Revelation this morning, we see our Savior as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. But if you'll notice with me in our text this morning, as he's called that in verse number 5, here they're looking for someone to open the seven seal book, the title deed to this earth, to pour out the judgment and the tribulation of God upon an unbelieving world today. We find that as they look throughout heaven and they look throughout the earth, they can find no man who is worthy, who is qualified to open the book. And John said, I wept much. I shed many tears because no man was found worthy. But one of the elders said unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the books. And when John turned to look, he didn't see the lion, but what did he see? He said, I saw a lamb as it had been slain. I want to tell you this morning, the Word of God talks a great deal about the Lamb today. And as we look this morning, I want to notice what it says in the last part of verse number 5 when it talks about the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book. He's a prevailing lamb. The lamb prevails this morning. Now, the word prevailing means to conquer. It means more powerful than. It means to dominate and reign and win this morning. You see, Jesus this morning is the prevailer. He is the conqueror. He has overcome death, hell, and the grave, the world, and Satan, and sin. And thank God today we have the victory that we have this morning through the Son of God and through the Lamb of God. Amen. He is the conquering Lamb of glory. And we need to realize that this morning. And when we begin to talk about Jesus prevailing and the victory that Jesus has won, then I say to you this morning, the first thing that we need to do is claim the victory. We need to claim the victory. You see, this morning we're not fighting for victory, but we're fighting from victory. We've already won the battle. In the book of 1 John chapter number 5 and verses 4 and 5, there as John writes that epistle, he says these words, and listen carefully. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? How do we overcome the world today? How do we overcome Satan this morning? How do we overcome sin? We overcome it this morning by our faith in Jesus Christ. You see, we can't win in our own power, but the victory that we can have today over this world, over Satan this morning, over sin this morning, over temptation this morning, is through Jesus Christ. People say, I'm not able, I can't live the Christian life. I'm not able to resist temptation. I'm not able this morning to keep from falling into sin. You're absolutely right, and therefore nobody is capable of that except through the power of Jesus Christ and your faith in Him today. Right. He's already overcome it. He is the victory that we can go to this morning, and in the name of Jesus we can find victory over sin, over Satan, over the world, over temptation this morning. Amen. We have victory in Jesus today. We have victory in our life. We find today that the Apostle Paul, as he wrote some of my favorite scripture, and I'm sure most of you know that it is some of my favorite because I refer to it a lot, but I can find no other great scripture today as we go through life than what Paul wrote to us in the book of Romans chapter number 8. And here, you know, Paul talks about how that we can have victory in Jesus this morning in the times of our life. Oh, we go through a lot of times in our life today. We go through a lot of sorrow and grief and heartache and problems and troubles and temptations. Oh, I'll tell you today, as we travel through this world, as Job said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. And as the sparks fly outward this morning, we need to realize that in life we face so many different situations and difficult times and crises and consequences. And how do we overcome that this morning? We cannot overcome it in our own power. We cannot overcome it today in our own flesh and blood. But Paul, as he wrote this morning, the eighth chapter of the book of Romans, he said in verse number 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Well, we all have tribulation, don't we, this morning? We have times of trouble and problems today. Is that going to separate us from the love of Christ? Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness, or in peril, or sword. As is it written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Paul says that we look around and we see all of these things happening in our life. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But what does that do for us this morning? He said, nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We've conquered everything. Hallelujah today. We have the victory this morning through Jesus Christ, our Lord. He said, for I am persuaded. Boy, I'm confident, Paul said, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to tell you, hallelujah, today we have victory in Jesus in these, as we walk through the times of our life today. Well, you go through a lot of things, and you wonder today, how can you have victory? How can you face this point of time in your life? You face the death of a loved one. How do you face that today? The only way you can face it, through Jesus Christ.
Right.
You face financial problems. How do you face it? Through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You face temptation and sin. You face everything that this world's going to throw at you. And how do you face it today? Through faith in Jesus Christ. We're more than conquerors, Paul said, through him that loved us. The word conqueror there is a word that we get a very common word that we hear a lot. It's Nike. And it's kind of like a Nike missile. Well, we're more than a Nike missile. We can blow up everything that this world throws at us today because of Jesus Christ. We need to claim the victory today. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus has prevailed. He's overcome this morning. He even does it in death. You know, when we get ready and the Lord decides that it's time for us to move on, when he decides that it's time for this body to be placed in the ground and our soul and our spirit to depart from this body, we can still have victory today. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad today that you can face even death this morning with a smile?
Thank you, Lord.
You can face death this morning with joy because you know you're headed to a better place.
Amen.
Paul said, I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.
Right.
Hallelujah today. I have a friend every once in a while, I'll be kidding with him, and I'll say, I believe I'll just come over there and give you a good whipping. He said, I wish you would. Maybe I'd die and go to heaven. And I said one day, I said, you don't really mean that, do you? He said, you know, the longer I live, he said, every day I get up, if the Lord wants to carry me, that'd be good with me. I'm glad this morning we can look forward to death because of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We're more than conquerors through him. The Lamb has prevailed this morning. He's a conqueror. You know, over in the book of Chronicles, there was a time when Jehoshaphat had a letter come to him, and he was going to be overpowered by the powerful enemy. And he didn't know what to do. So he went out and he prayed, and God told him what to do. He said, you just get everybody together, and when the enemy starts coming, y'all start to sing and praise God. And he said, I'll take care of the rest. You know what they did? They did exactly what God said. They claimed the victory. God said, I've already whipped the enemy. All you got to do is follow and claim the victory. God this morning has already defeated the enemy. All we got to do is claim our victory this morning.
Right.
In the name of Jesus is our victory today. It's in the name of Jesus, you see. He's the hero of the heroes and the overseer of the overcomers. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the author and the finisher of our faith and the captain of our salvation. And he has a name that's above every name. The Bible said we should stand in awe of him. You know, this morning we need to stand in awe of the Lord Jesus Christ because he has prevailed. We need to claim the victory today. We also need to celebrate the victory. I'm sure, in case you don't know this morning, that today they play the Super Bowl sometime today. I don't know exactly what time they start over in the evening. And big, you know, riots up and all that. Not long ago, they played the national championship collegiate football game. They played the World Series. And, you know, after all of the playing is over with, there's a celebration. They celebrate this morning. But, you know, we can celebrate a victory that's far greater today. You think about that. We can celebrate a greater victory than anybody ever winning a Super Bowl or a World Series or a national championship in any sport. We can celebrate the greatest victory that's ever been won today, and it's a permanent victory, you see. It's total and complete. We don't have to fight the victory again. You ever think about that? I watched the national championship game, and at the end of the game when they were interviewing Nick Saban, the coach, and basically he said, well, we'll celebrate this about 4 days, and then we've got to get back to work on next year. Wow, their victory wasn't complete and total. Somebody else will be coming along to play them again, but I want to tell you, Jesus has won the victory forever.
Amen.
It's finished. It's over. It'll never have to be fought again. We can celebrate a great victory today that Jesus has won for us. The battle is over. And the war has been won once and for all. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter number 2, the Apostle Paul, as he wrote to the church at Corinth, and he says some things there that I used to find, and I still find some of it a little bit very difficult, because, as Peter said, sometimes Paul wrote difficult things, but he wrote these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet Savior of Christ, and them that are saved, and them that perish. To one we are the Savior of death unto death, and the other Savior of life unto life, and who is sufficient for these things. He said, thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And I think Paul here was referring, as the Roman army would win a great victory, they would defeat a nation, they would defeat a country. And when they came back to Rome, the conquering general would come riding at the head of a procession. And behind him were the different soldiers. And lastly, they would be bringing all of the spoils, all of the jewels, all of the things in the victories of war. And behind them would be shackled those that they had conquered. And they made a great parade. And they marched through the city of Rome and celebrated the great victory of the Roman army. I want to tell you this morning, in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, Paul said that he led captivity captive when he ascended. Hallelujah. Today he went through the glory. And he led captivity captive. This morning, we're in a victory parade today, folks. We're triumphant in Christ. Paul said he always causes us to triumph in Christ. Nobody's going to defeat us. Nobody's going to whip us. Nobody's going to ever put us down again. Jesus said, it's finished. It's over. It's permanent. And it's complete this morning. It's powerful. Because it's over everyone. Every knee and every tongue shall one day confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Small and great, rich and poor. In Revelation chapter number 11 and verse 15, listen to what the Lord says there. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. See, every kingdom is his this morning. There is no other opponent. You know, when you look in the world of sports, and one of the things they always talk about is, wait till next year. Wait till next year. We'll be better next year. I want to tell you, there's not a next year. Hallelujah today. Every kingdom belongs to God today. This world today belongs to him. It's his. He created it. He's bought it back by the blood of his Son. And hallelujah today, one of these glorious days, he's going to return as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and reign upon the earth. Revelation chapter 5 that we took for our text this morning. And as you look at the closing verses of that chapter, he says in verse number 11, "Behold, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature, which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and sisters in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sit upon the throne, unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen, and the four elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever." It's a powerful, it's over everybody. Doesn't matter who it is today. I look around this morning and I see some of these people, and they declare themselves to be atheists. They declare that they don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. And they say, well, he's not going to reign over me. I want to tell you, he's going to reign over you. He's going to reign over everybody today. The Bible said that every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Why? He has prevailed through the cross of Calvary and his blood today. He's the conquering Lamb of glory. And you see, you can come to the victory. That's the great thing about it today. Whosoever will. Whosoever will. You know, you can't. Sometimes we say that a person can do anything they want to do. And I said, I don't think so. You really can't. Don't want to discourage you, but we can't always do everything that we want to do. We can't become anything we want to be. I wanted to play center field for the Cardinals, but they wouldn't let me. Think about that. I mean, tonight when whoever wins the Super Bowl starts to celebrate, I'm pretty sure they're not going to call me and ask me to be on their team next year. I don't see any of you they're going to call either, so don't. But you know what this morning? The greatest victory that's ever won, you can be on that team. Hallelujah today. Whosoever will may come. Whosoever will may come. I'm glad of that today. I asked the doctor when I went back to him after my checkup with my shoulder. I said, well, Doc, can I throw a baseball 90 miles an hour? And he said, sure. I said, well, that's great. I can only get about 70 before. I mean, can't do all that. But thank God I can be on the Lamb's team this morning. I'm kind of like Brother Mays Jackson many years ago, and he said this lady come up, and he told that he went to North Carolina University, and said this woman come running up to him, North Carolina State, and he said, oh, you're part of the Wolf Pack. He said, no, ma'am, I'm part of the Lamb's Club. Hallelujah, I'm part of the Lamb's Club today. Yeah. And he's prevailed. You know the great thing? He says, whosoever will can come and take part in this victory. You can wash your blood. You can wash your sins away in the blood of the Lamb this morning. What a great thing that is this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God has prevailed. We have the conquering Lamb of glory today. Let us claim the victory and celebrate it. And if you've never come to Jesus, today is the time you need to come and be a part of the conquering Lamb of glory. Ever think today that this world's going to win. The tide's not going to change. I've read the last book. Hallelujah, we win today.
Amen.
Thank God. All right, if you'll stand with me, Brother Rufy and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message. Use the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In his precious holy name we pray.